The white swirl of the portal fades, and we step into a sandy arena. A rustic stone coliseum towers around us, obscuring the landscape except for blue skies overhead. The sun beams down from above, hot and dry. Clashing metal draws my attention, followed by roars, screams, and blaring trumpets that echo across the pit. What is this place? Wherever it is, it's far from Isle of Mythos. The sun was overhead when we left, but now it is closer to the horizon. Stompy paws at the ground and releases an agitated snort. Several spots of rust-colored sand surround his hoof print. Blood. Barry sniffs at the blood-soaked sand and curls his lips in a snarl, revealing teeth capable of snapping bones like twigs. I feel you, buddy. How many happy endings start with a blood-covered entrance? A packed crowd fills the stands, spectating as a half-dozen battles rage around the arena. In the blazing sun, only their outlines are visible. A dark silhouette falls to the arena floor, and the crowd erupts in applause. I have no idea what we stumbled into, but I don't want to stick around to find out. I search the perimeter of the arena for an exit, but all of the tunnels are barred. The only way out is back through the portal. What the hell is this place? Some kind of gladiatorial arena? I ask. I don't know, but there is a giant fucking cow walking right towards us. Terran climbs onto Stompy's back and readies his gnarled staff to attack. I turn to see a minotaur that's every bit as tall as I am and a little bit wider stalking in our direction. Its powerful muscles ripple with each aggressive step, and a trail of dust follows in its wake. The minotaur's broad shoulders are covered in radiant golden fur. Obsidian horns stretch the width of its body, their tips dangerous weapons capable of goring anyone unlucky enough to step within their range. A silver nose ring dangles from its nostrils, nearly twice the size of the one Gord has. The only thing the minotaur wears is a black leather loincloth, and the only armor, two vambraces that shield its forearms. A thick chain hangs from its waist like a belt, the end tipped with a sickle that holds the weapon in place. The minotaur's clenched fists remind me of giant sledgehammers. Sand plumes into the air with each step it takes before it comes to a stop a few yards away. Steam shoots out of its nostrils, and I take a moment to analyze it. Dakota, level 33. Level 33? That's one badass bovine. I wish I had my horrors with me right about now. I grow weaker by the minute as they puff out of existence on the other side of the portal.
You wish to enter the lands of Goldspire? His voice rumbles.
We are on a quest from King Orso to deliver...
Yes or no?
The minotaur cuts me off. Another silhouette falls in the distance to the cheers of the crowd. Yes. I force my voice to stay even, clenching my fist while sharp claws dig into my palm. I hate being cut off mid-sentence. There are few things as disrespectful as disregarding what someone else has to say. I take a deep breath, remembering why we are here.
Very well. Goldspire is no place for the weak. If you wish to enter our lands, then you must prove your worth on the fields of battle.
Terran and I exchange nervous glances. This guy could probably kill Terran in two or three hits. Hell, he could probably kill us both. Looking around the arena, I don't see any way Jude or Glenn could have made it out of here. Then again, I wouldn't put anything past those two. This is about more than finding two murderous heroes. It's about making allies for the war to come. Something caused the portal in Seascape to come to life, and we need to prepare for the worst. King Orso was right. We are going to need allies for what comes next. Badass minotaurs included. If our only way out of this arena is through a giant fucking cow, then so be it.